New Testament reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, and verses 21 through 22. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of our Lord. Within the Presbyterian denomination, we baptize children at infancy. The theology behind this practice of infant baptism signifies our belief and awareness of God's presence in our lives from the very beginning. How he is very much at work in our lives well before we even have the ability to comprehend it. And our practice of infant baptism represents our belief and awareness of how there's nothing that we can do to earn God's love and grace. In much the same way that a child is not able to earn their parents' love and grace, but yet it is freely bestowed upon them, so God's love and grace is a gift that is freely bestowed upon us. And since the Presbyterian way of doing things entails baptizing children at infancy, then that means that those who have grown up in the Presbyterian church aren't really able to remember their baptism. And I know that many of you are cradle Presbyterians. You have been here in the Presbyterian church since day one, which means that you don't have the privilege of remembering what your baptism was like or how you felt that day as you became a newly baptized child of God. I did not grow up in the Presbyterian church, therefore I was not baptized as an infant, and I do have the luxury and privilege of remembering my baptism. I remember what I felt like that day, how I felt afterwards. As a young girl, I attended a Baptist church that wasn't too far from my home, and at age 10, I was baptized in that church. On the day of my baptism, I wore all white, as my pastor had instructed me to do so. And when we reached the point in our service when I was to be baptized, I remember walking up to the front of the sanctuary and climbing into this huge tub of water that was on the chancel. At that point, my pastor said a few words, he had a prayer, and then I was fully submerged into this body of water, or this tub of water, three times, as he said, "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Afterwards, everyone in the congregation was standing, they were smiling and clapping, and I was led off the chancel to a back room where I changed into dry clothes and blow-dried my hair. As I was in that back room changing and getting ready, I remember looking myself over, inspecting myself as if there was supposed to be some sort of change in my physical appearance. And since I didn't see any changes in my physical appearance, I marched right on back out of that room and straight over to my mother, and I said, "Mom, they didn't do it right. I don't look any different." And much like you guys, she laughed at me, and she reassured me that my baptism had gone exactly like it was supposed to. She told me that it wasn't supposed to cause any changes to my outer appearance. It was more about the changes that were occurring inside of me and how I was creating a relationship with God. But for months after my baptism, despite what my mother had said, I was absolutely convinced that my pastor had not baptized me correctly. And it wasn't until several years later that I really understood what my mother meant, and that I understood what my baptism signified. And as the years pressed on, I did start to experience some changes in my life because of my baptism. There weren't changes to my physical appearance like I had anticipated as a 12-year-old girl, but there were some pretty pivotal changes inside of me, to my inner identity and how I perceived myself. In the years following my baptism, I came to understand myself in a new and different way, where I was no longer just Dana Vaughn, the daughter of David and Betty Jean Vaughn. But I was Dana Vaughn, the daughter of God. And as that child of God, I knew that God loved me, that God was always watching over me, providing for me. I knew that God had a plan and purpose for my life, all of which made me a much stronger and more confident young woman. And that is what our baptism is supposed to do. It is supposed to change and affect our inner identity, how we perceive ourselves and who we understand ourselves to be. It should give us the strength we need to persevere during difficult times. It should give us the confidence to chase after our dreams, to accomplish great things in life. Fred Craddock, who was a very well-known preacher, and he was the author of over a dozen books and commentaries, he wrote a book in 2001 called The Craddock Stories. And in this book, he talks about a time when he was dining with his wife at a restaurant in the Smoky Mountains. As the two were sitting there enjoying their meal, an elderly man walked over to their table, and he introduced himself. He said, "Good evening, folks. I know that you guys are just passing through those parts, but I'm from around here." And then he started to tell them how he didn't have a father. The elderly man said, "My mother was never married. She received a lot of shame for having a child out of wedlock. And the shame the community directed toward her was also directed towards me. Whenever I went to town with my mom, I could see people staring at us, making guesses about who my daddy was. At school, I ate lunch alone. In my early teen years, I began attending a little church. But I always left church early, because I was afraid somebody was going to ask me what a boy like me was doing in church anyways. One day before I could escape church early, I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was the minister. The minister looked into my eyes and he studied my face, and I knew that he too was trying to figure out who my daddy was. But instead, the minister said, 'Well, boy, you're a child of,' and he stopped. And he spoke again. He said, 'Boy, you're a child of God. And I see a striking resemblance.' The minister patted him on his butt and sent him on his way, and he said, 'Now you go out there and claim your inheritance.'" As the elderly man told this story to Fred Craddock and his wife, he said, "When I left church that day, that was the beginning of my entire life." And at that point in the conversation, Craddock was deeply moved and inspired. He said, "Sir, can you please tell me what your name is?" The man responded, and he said, "Ben Hooper. My name is Ben Hooper," and he walked away from the table. When he walked away from the table, Craddock leaned in towards his wife, and he said, "I remember when I was a young kid that my father told me how the people of Tennessee had elected two times a fellow who had been born out of wedlock as the governor of their state. His name was Ben Hooper." Our baptism is intended to change our lives, to alter our inner identity, how we perceive ourselves, who we understand ourselves to be. Our baptism gives us the strength and confidence we need to persevere in life and accomplish great things. And on days like these, when we hear the familiar story about John the Baptist baptizing Jesus, and as we celebrate Jesus' baptism, it affords all of us the opportunity to celebrate our own baptism, whether we can literally remember it or not. And as we celebrate our baptism, it awakens a renewed sense of strength and confidence within us. It allows each one of us to once again reclaim our inheritance as a child of God. At the end of our scripture reading this morning, after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove upon Jesus. And that is when we heard God cry out from the heavens. He said, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." As baptized children of God, this is our story too. When each one of us passed through the waters of our own baptism, God looked down from the heavens with a big smile on his face and said, "This is my child, with whom I am well pleased." And as we have grown and evolved over the years, as our faith has deepened, as we have drawn closer to God, as our behaviors have become more exemplary of Christ's behaviors, God has taken great pleasure in seeing those transformations and watching us grow. Last week, I preached about the importance of making New Year's resolutions to God, And I passed out, or there was little slips of paper at each entrance for you to write one word that signified your New Year's resolution to God. This past Monday, Polly brought in a stack of pieces of paper that she had found in the pews. And it was those slips of paper. And sure enough, you guys had written down one word on those papers to signify your New Year's resolution to God. Now, this tells me two things. One, you guys listen to the sermons. And two, you guys have some goals for this year. These goals, these New Year's resolutions that we all made to God, they are ways to deepen our faith, things that will draw us closer to God, things that will move us closer to becoming the person that God intends for us to be. And as we spend these next 12 months transforming and fulfilling those New Year's resolutions, the Lord takes great pleasure in seeing such things and delights in watching his children grow. We who are baptized struggle, just like everybody else, to be decent human beings. We are no more and no less tempted than anybody else to be the person that God created us to be. But through our baptism, God gave us the spiritual power to choose a higher and better way. From our baptism onward, we live inside the promise that we have a strength that comes from another world, enabling us to will and to work for God's good pleasure. As we remember our baptism, the challenge is to actually remember that we too, just like Christ, are God's children. And to remember that God is standing on a star way up in the heavens above us, saying, "This is my child with whom I am well pleased." As we remember our baptism this day, as we have a renewed sense of strength and confidence awakened within us, and as we strive over these next 12 months to fulfill our New Year's resolutions to God, let us be ever mindful of just how much the Lord delights in seeing each one of us grow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.